Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, my goodness, folks. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said to me, man, it's like a flood coming in on us. Yeah. You guys all remember that 2.5 years ago? That little dream that Bradley shared with you? Yeah. Bradley, what are you trying to proclaim yourself as being a prophet? Not at all. Just obeying the Lord, being led, Romans 8:14, and sharing the information with you as we get it. As a matter of fact, we've never done that before. And I felt led to go ahead and share with everybody that there is a tsunami that is upon this nation. And if the people are not going to stand up, a tsunami will come in and destroy everything in its path. So if the people want to just sit back and allow it to happen, well, guess what's going to happen? It's going to destroy your country. Put that up against Romans 6:3, because it will come to your front door. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just like it is right now. Just like it is right now. You know, we're being told right now that there's a massive protest going on across the United States of America. Oh, and lo and behold, here's Lion David Hoggs again, leading up the charge, connections with George Soros, oh, everywhere. And why George Soros wasn't dealt with, remember, Donald Trump promised he was going to drain the swamp. George Soros was a part of that swamp, folks, and he failed to do so. And we wonder why we see the vilest of men at every given turn, Psalm 12:8, because justice was never brought forth. But then again, friends, if they're not going to do it, it's for the people to do it because they were to represent the people. And if they fail to represent the people, then the people must represent the law and be that law under God in keeping his commandments. For this is our wisdom, Hosea 4:6. And without that, well, this is our reproach. And that's exactly where we're at today. But just think about it, folks. March for Our Lives, protesting against gun violence sweep nation following hundreds of mass shootings. Really? See, folks, this is where I come back to what the message has always been. Folks, I don't care if 99% of the population, no, let's go to 99.99% of the population, all say in our constitutional republic that they want to go ahead and strip us of our God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. I don't care what they say, because we're not ruled as a democracy where the people and the voice of the people rule. No, what rules in this country is the fact that we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We are not ruled as a democracy. And I know Donald Trump, for all of you worshipers out there, I understand your blindness, your self-willed blindness. I do understand that in the sense of when you just want to reject the truth at all costs. But I do also understand the other side of that, and it's not a good place to put yourself because truth demands a response. But I remember, folks, speaking of this, I remember that Donald Trump during his time in office, if you remember right, was used by his masters to go ahead and implement 55 new unconstitutional, unlegislative policies which undermined the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And I also remember Donald Trump talking about our purified democracy. It just shows you how stupid the people are by what the stupid people put up. And stupid is a word, Webster's 1828. They're dull and insensible. Put that up against Jeremiah 5:21 because it's very scriptural. Okay? We're not a purified democracy. Again, we are a constitutional republic ruled by law, so they can go ahead and have 1,000. Oh, and by the way, the numbers are nil. But again, here's the mainstream media to try to blow up their numbers to be overwhelmingly over the top of the rest, because most people believe that we're a democracy. And if that's what the people want, then, well, that's what we must concede to, or subject ourselves to. No, not. Ain't gonna fly. And of course, the narrative is right there, all about just driving the people to say, you know what, we need to give up our rights. Friends, the only ones trying to steal away your God-given rights are those that mean to rule over you. Have you not learned from history? We spent a little time on this over the last week, showing you what happens to nations that disarm. There's mass genocide. Let me say it again. There's mass genocide. Bradley, you're just trying to scare people. No. The facts, if they scare you, so be it. Hopefully they'll scare you straight. But that is the facts when it comes to an ignorant people, useful idiots being used to disarm themselves in the face of those that mean to rule over them. And you can also rest assured, friends, concerning the March for Our Lives protest against gun violence, you can also rest assured they're paid provocateurs. They're paid to attend these. I'm not saying every single person, but they are paid events. They bust these people in. They're paid. Many of them, by the way, are adults, and many of them are teachers that are part of the NEA, for those that didn't take the time to know the difference. So this is all bought and paid for. It's all bought and paid for, friends. And of course, again, the mainstream media is right there to force their agenda through their propaganda as they work for their puppet masters in going ahead and shaking out their message to the people and trying to deceive you into believing that everybody wants to be disarmed before the tyrants that mean to be ruled over their lives. The fact of the matter is, friends, those tyrants are the ones that are paying for airtime right now. They are the ones that are paying the CIA. CIA-controlled useful idiots. You know them as news anchors that are promulgating this message today. Again, friends, let me rest assured and reinforce your position. You have God-given rights. You do not have privileges. Matter of fact, if you read the Declaration of Independence, we have certain unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. What does unalienable mean? It means they cannot be taken away. It means that they cannot be transferred. Do you understand? The only way that you're going to lose your Second Amendment, friends, is if you forfeit your God-given rights. The Second Amendment, if you'd like to see how a nation is ruled by tyrants, go ahead and look at as to how the Philistines ruled over that of the children of Israel in 1 Samuel 13:22. And if you want to use a little common sense, go to the New Testament and understand how you protect yourself and your goods, your palace, as Scripture says in Luke 11:21 and verse 22. Anybody had enough of this yet? Yeah. Me too. The mainstream media today concerning the March for Our Lives does not represent the American people. It represents the tyrants that mean to rule over you. That's exactly what's going on here. Now, folks, what we're going to be doing today, that one jacks me up, and I hope it jacks you up as well. That means angry, right? Indignant. Youth talk here. But with that said, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Go to 1-866-582-9933. Today we're going to have gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly with us, whose house was raided by the FBI a couple days ago. He's going to join us today, and he's going to tell us exactly what's going on. I think it's loud and clear as to the message here, friends. He's apparently a threat to the establishment that doesn't want to lose their control over the people in the state of Michigan. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's interesting because I've read so much and I read so much and I'm inundated from literally throughout the week, thousands of different directions with information, and I got to vet the information and I got to ask the Lord, what is it that you want me to cover? And it usually comes right when we're doing live radio. We'll just go that direction. We'll be led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to convey that message to the people as to what they need to hear. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because we were just talking about during the last segment how the mainstream media and every said setting president that they want you to believe is the president of the United States of America, which in fact they are not. They are presidents of the corporate America. Make distinction, friends. It's interesting that every president since that of Ronald Reagan has reiterated the fact, their facts, and the points to indoctrinate the people to the fact that we are a democracy, when in fact, if people would take the time and read their own documents, first of all, understanding the price paid to give them the opportunity to read the documents and then have a turn at it, it's interesting that they've all reiterated the fact that we're a democracy, and we're not a democracy, Americans. You know, it's funny. I get sometimes you get people arguing with you, Bradley. You know, we're a democracy. No, we're not. Say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the what? To the Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Thomas Jefferson warned of a democracy, and I could do a whole show just on democracy versus republic, but here it is. One is based on the opinions of the people. One is based on absolute rule of law. Okay? That's democracy. democracy versus a republic. We are a republic again. But Thomas Jefferson warned that a democracy is nothing more than mob rule. That's exactly what the mainstream media is trying to convince you that we are, friends, when in fact we are not. Democracy is nothing more than a mob rule where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. No, they can't. If you just take time and ponder that, Salah, as it talks about in the book of Psalms, just ponder it, utter it, think about what it is that you're being told by your forefathers. Democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. See, in understanding that we are a constitutional republic, they can go ahead and whine all they want. It doesn't matter, because we're not ruled as a democracy, but as a republic. Again, just reinforcing the conversation that we're having. And I was highlighting the fact that Donald Trump, he was talking about our purified democracy. He is just reading off the teleprompter like every one of these cunning men. That's all they're doing, friends. There's an alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18. It's going to be a lie again. Hopefully it's going to happen before judgment falls upon this nation completely. But if the people would merely love God enough in keeping his commandments, John 14, 21, 1 John 2, 6, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're having today, because we'd bring judgment upon the wicked within rather than allowing the wicked to be used in small numbers to judge the rest of the nation. That's disobedient to God. And there is clear distinction there, too, by the way. One more quote by Thomas Jefferson. He said, "The Republican is the only form of government which is not eternally at open or secret war with the rights of mankind." The only reason there's war within concerning the rights of our republic is because you have corrupt politicians who are acting out of their scope of authority, acting under the guise of operations concerning our foundation as a democracy. That is just not the case. The Republican form of government, which is not eternally at war or secret war with the rights of mankind, it shows you how far we have wavered concerning our Constitution Republic in so many different ways, to say the least. To say the least. So let's move on to the next point. I wanted to show you this really quick. You see this, and folks, I've been warning about Fox News since day one, and I'm talking about the beginning of the ministry here at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And what's interesting to note, and no surprise to me in any sense of the word, but many people think Fox News is the best that they have, when I'm here to tell you that that's just not the truth. Fox News pushes transgender surgery for children. This is just today. Fox celebrates Pride Month. By the way, let me remind everybody, sodomy is against the law in our union. It's still enforced in 16 states of our union. And I was talking to a sheriff about a week ago, and I asked him, I said, "So I'm curious, how is it that the mainstream media is pushing the narrative concerning Pride Month, which is a mockery of Genesis 9:12, by the way, when God sent a rainbow to create a covenant between man and not destroying man again. What's interesting about that is God destroyed the earth because of the wickedness of man. So they're using that flag and self-condemning themselves. The Pride Month they are, and pride comes before a fall, and you can rest assured that's exactly what's going to happen here too. But what's of note here, friends, is that Fox News is recognizing as celebrating lesbian, gay, and bisexual transgender individuals and their contributions to our history and culture. We would have no history if we did not have a mom and a dad, number one. And going back to the conversation that I was talking about with my friend that's a sheriff, it's interesting when I asked him the question, I said, how is it that they're getting away with advocating that which is illegal in every state of our union? He goes, "That's a good question." That's exactly what he said to me. He said, "That's a good question. What happens if you don't enforce the law? This is what happens," right? And I'm thinking of Abraham Lincoln right now. Listen to what this guy did and said. I mean, you can look at what he did too, friends, because that was all there. I know many people look at Abraham Lincoln like he's a godsend for this country, when in fact he was the furthest thing from that. He said, "Public opinion, though open formed upon a wrong basis, yet generally has a strong underlying sense of justice." Did you hear that? He said, public opinion, though often formed upon a wrong basis, it's illegal in America, yet generally has a strong underlying sense of justice. Why? Because the people are getting away with it that are advocating that which our laws condemn in this country. Okay? Just wanted to highlight this again, just so you understand what you're dealing with over at Fox News. There is absolutely no difference between Fox News and MSNBC. Okay? They're all throwing their hat in, saying we're a part of the game. We're a part of this alliance in trying to create a new generation that's going to war against God. It's a war that they will not win. Okay? And that's exactly, if you want to learn history, friends, it's just that. We all know Fox News hired on Bruce Jenner as a contributor, right? Just showing you again, there's no difference. They hired this abomination on as a correspondent, a contributor to Fox News. Scripture's clear. A woman shall not wear men's garments, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whosoever doeth these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. These are abominations in the sight of God, friends, and righteous men, by the way. Also wanted to show you this. This is what America is allowing this tsunami to do to their own country, because it's, at the end of the day, it's all aimed at your children, just like I said how many years ago. But look at this, friends. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms right there. Go to SOL Radio Live, click onto it, join us on our Rumble feed. Or if you'd like to go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, we are right there. And one more time, if you want to jump in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. This is a man that's dressed as a woman, and it's being reported. Cats out of the bag. You are looking at the newest member of the Carolina Panthers, top cats cheerleaders, as the first transgender female. No, it's, hey, folks, God already made the decision. We already talked about that. He made them male and female. You can't choose as to who you are in the face of God, okay? And then it talks about, I would like to thank the beautiful and talented dancers who supported me along the way, the alumni, taps, top cats, family, and friends, for your love and support. That's not love. Hey, mister, I'm here to tell you right now, that's not love to withhold the word of God. And I guarantee you all those people that this man that thinks he's a woman or wants other people to pretend with him that he's a woman as a new cheerleader for the Carolina Panthers, he can go ahead and call it love all he wants to, but the fact of the matter, by withholding God's word, that is hate. And you can rest assured the love that he's talking about concerning all those that supported him in pretending with him that he is a man, not a woman. What's interesting to know, friends, that is hate. Just so you know, that is hate, not love. And the fact of the matter is he knows it, because his conscience, which means with knowledge, bears witness to the very truth that I'm sharing with you even now. And you can rest assured that all those people that showed love and support to this man that wants you to believe that he is a woman, that wants you to pretend with him, you can rest assured that probably 90% of those other cheerleaders were professed Christians. Yep. They're called enemies of the cross, friends. This is why judgment's upon the nation today. This must be stopped, okay? Or else God's judgments will fall in a heavier way, friends. And I'm not looking forward to that. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you a couple more things, and then we're going to get to our main topic. Gubernatorial candidate who is rated by FBI joins Bradley Dean right back after this break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. As President Biden is visiting New Mexico, residents are angry over how federal officials allowed planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. The fire that is still burning already has destroyed more than 430 homes. The president is set to address the matter. This is USA Radio News. The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10% the price charge prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration. Speaking of California, Cal Fire officials say PG&E had an excessively delayed response that contributed to the initial spread of last year's Dixie Fire in Northern California. It took a troubleshooter 10 hours to arrive. This is USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. And I'm giving you his word right now. I was just highlighting the fact that those that want to dare the justice of God, those that want to spit against heaven, they'll surely fall back on their own backs. And I'm reading Jude 1:7 right now. And by the way, if you look at history, his-story, God's story, it is just that. Nations that allow this sort of stuff are judged. And then what's sad about it is it always falls to the kids for some reason or another. And that's what this is all aimed at. King James Version, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 18, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Y'all with me? This is called daring the justice of God. I just highlighted a cheerleader who's a man in North Carolina, the Panthers, and they want you to believe that he's a woman. He wants you to pretend with him, and so do, by the way, those that are pushing it. And this is starting at the top from those that control the presidents and the Congress, and you can rest assured Congress and those that are going along with this are guilty of the crimes that they're advocating or letting through against children. There's no question about it. Bradley, that's just way out there. Well, what was happening to kids at a gay bar forced the police to move in? You know, it's interesting because I watched the video, and I'm not going to play it here because it's just that vile. But I watched the video, and it was interesting when the cops came. You know what they did? They didn't go ahead and take all those parents that were abusing their children by forcing them to go into a gay bar and play along with a bunch of men that were dressed up as women. Nope. What they did is they went after the people that were trying to put a stop to it. Isn't that the purpose of law enforcement? Well, yes, it is. And in here again, just showing you, because I'm going to give you the answer again, what was happening to kids at a gay bar forced the police to move in. The parents were forcing the kids in a gay bar to dance with the men that were dressed with the women. Again, this is the small, extremely small minority. But see, the Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. They want to spoil, they want to poison the mass. And that's what they're doing here, friends. Where's the government to enforce these laws? Well, Bradley, come on, it's not no big deal. Oh, yeah, it's a real big deal. Matter of fact, it's against federal law and state law. 18 U.S. Code 2251, sexual exploitation of children. Why don't you ask what happens when these people go into jail cells? What happens to them by other criminals that are already in jail? A lot of times they don't make it very long. A lot of times they're killed. And why are they killed? Because many of the criminals that are in jail today were abused by these people. See? And what they've done is they've taken on that hurt. They've taken on the injustice because justice was never served up to bring about a peace. And what have they done? They've taken on self-condemnation and they end up in jail because they don't know how to respond the right way. So when they see someone that comes into jail that's responsible in many cases committing the crimes against those individuals that are already in jail, those criminals want justice, and what they do is they take it out on these individuals that they know are guilty of the very crimes that we're highlighting right now. But again, I just want to make clear, everybody understands, it's totally against the law in a very, very big way. In some countries today, friends, you are executed. I don't know if you're aware of this. In America, we used to deal with them very severely, okay? That's why they didn't come out of the closet until 1973, because what they've seen is that there was a movement behind our said representatives that was moving to remove all offenses from those that were preying on the kids, because those that were signing on and trying to control the narrative, they were the ones that were guilty of it. People, you need to understand something, and let me say this again, and I want you to listen carefully. These people that are above, who your said representatives work for, they think they're above the law. You need to understand, they think they're above the law. And if you don't put them in check and remind them that they are not above the law, this is, again, going to happen again and again and again. We see throughout history where a people said no more. And it put a stop to all of it. I think of Cromwell. I think of William Wallace, you know, Braveheart. I think of our forefathers. Several times throughout history, people have rose up and they put a stop to it because they were going to have no more of this. I think of what took place back in Russia. There was a revolution, and there were two individuals that were put in place, of course, by the bankers and those that thought that they were above the law, and they controlled these two jokers, and they oppressed the people for 40 years back in the 80s in Russia, and they control them by having one network, the same things they're trying to do here in America, by controlling the narrative and censoring anything that doesn't go along with their agenda, right? Big tech companies, right, America? You see how they're trying to censor you? Yep. Well, those people back there are seeing what those two oppressors did to their parents for 40 years, and the younger generation rose up and said, we are not going to have it anymore. And what they did is they ended up executing both the dictator and his wife. And guess where the first place was that they went to set the record straight? They went into that one channel, the state-controlled channel, the state-controlled television network that was always used, friends, as a propaganda outlet so those people would stay in power. It's exactly what is happening today. It's the mainstream media and their outlets that is bought and controlled that are driving the narrative to keep the establishment in power. And you see all the players all the way around you, folks. The Rand Pauls, the Ted Cruzes, the Jim Jordans, the Marjorie Taylor Greens. They're all bought and paid for, every single one of them. Oh, speaking of which, you all see Marjorie Taylor Greene, she won by a landslide. Did you see that, her re-election campaign? Did you know what the media did? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. The same thing they're doing with Brett Kavanaugh right now. Same thing they did with Amy Coney Barrett. Same exact thing they did. What did they do? They went out there and they told you that they're under attack. Brett Kavanaugh, he was accused of sexually violating some woman. Amy comes about, she's under attack, and then Marjorie Taylor is under attack. And before you know it, because people don't listen to what the Spirit of God is teaching them, they fail to understand that they're not under attack. What they're doing is they're controlling the opposition by creating it themselves. They're telling you that for such the likes of a Marjorie Taylor Greene, that she's under attack. Look what they're trying to do to her. They're trying to silence her. No, she's a part of the problem. She's controlled opposition as well. She does nothing but ring the bell of all the crimes that are being committed, and she does absolutely nothing in righting the wrongs. That is controlled opposition. You are filled with them in the United States of America. Going back to the point, what did the media do? She's under attack. Look what they're doing to her. What does she do? She does a fundraiser every single time, fleecing the people that she pretends to protect. She's under attack. We better support her. She's under attack. We better support her. She's not under attack. They just want the people on the right to believe that they actually put her in power again. And so what do? They tell you she's under attack. And people don't realize that, wait a second, they're not under attack. They just need more money. So the media puts out a little bit of a hit piece on Marjorie Taylor Greene. She raises millions of dollars, and before you know it, there's another landslide. No, they just wanted to give her a little money for her campaign so she can profit off the people that she claims to defend. It happens all day long. Hey, if it wasn't true, by the way, if you want to call in, we have reached out to Marjorie Taylor Greene probably 3 times now. Absolutely no response. They have people that are at the gate. They're gatekeepers. And what they do is they see who's requesting the interviews, and they want to see if they're going to throw softballs to their candidates. And they already know that they're not going to get softballs here. They're going to get real questions here, right? They don't want to be put into that position because they're not going to be able to answer them questions. So what do? They ignore you. Rand Paul, the same thing. By the way, I had Rand Paul's cell phone number. That was disconnected. Then I had a friend that told me that Rand called him and asked him if he would help him during his presidential campaign. So I had direct connection to Rand Paul, and he didn't call back. Of course not. Of course not. Folks, And that's what amazes me. Listen, even the bad guys, do you understand that what you think concerning the Trumpites and the Marjorie Taylor Greens, as I said, and the Ted Cruzes and the Trey Gowdy's and the such, you think that for some reason or another they're out to get you? No, they're on your side. I'm telling you this right now. They're on your side. They are hastening, listen to me, bad guys. They're hastening your judgment. They're not doing you a favor. I know you think that they are. Some of you out there, very far and few between, I have seen 4 stickers with Biden and Harris in this country. I was in California. I've been in 30 states. since this criminal has occupied the People's White House, I've seen four stickers that are in support of that man. Just think about that. But for those four people that think that Biden and Harris are doing them a favor, nope, they're just being used to hasten your judgments. That's what they're doing. They're hastening judgment. Nobody wins. Not even Harris or Biden. Just think about that. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want everybody to put this into perspective because I know how people think that Jesus is some little effeminate pansy with pink booties on, smacking sheep the backside, telling the world that everything is okay. I'm telling you that is not the Jesus of the Bible. Okay? I'm here. Matter of fact, I'm just going to do this really quick. I'm going to go to Revelation. And I want you to listen to this carefully just so we can understand. If you want a visual of Jesus, here, I'll give you one really quick here, okay? I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book and send it unto the seven churches. But I want you to listen to the earmarks, the identity of the Christ himself. In the midst of the seven candlesticks unto one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot and girt about with the paps of the golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, purified, that's what it means, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and he said, and his feet, like unto a fine brass as they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters, and in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as one that was dead. You know, when you hear all these false prophets today talking about how they had a meeting with the Lord, and they just walked in and they were standing there cuddling up with one another, that's not the Jesus of the Bible. Folks, the Bible even says when they saw angels, they exceedingly feared and quaked. In many cases, they would drop to the ground. Okay? So let's put this into perspective. Why? Why does that happen? Because God is holy. We are not. Okay? God is holy. We are not. I remember Finney said this, the famous preacher. He had said that the closer I get to God, the sicker my thoughts are. And the reason I'm bringing this in is to show you the law is holy, the commandment is holy, just and good. But the Bible says that I am carnal, sold under sin. So the closer I get to God, the more I manifest as to who I am. And then when he pours out his spirit upon me, then I become a part of who he is as the engrafted word takes its toll on me and its grip upon me. And so that's the transformation right there, that I bear my cross. And in, as the Bible clearly says, that folks, that in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. So it's not me that liveth, but it's him. But that's the process and the transition of the power of the Holy One of Israel when he changes a man. Okay, when he changes a man. It also tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 27, that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, right? Now going back to the last segment, I want to take you to the throne room of God really quick in Revelation 6:16, just so you can get a visual of this, because I know that many of you have in your minds an unscriptural view of who the just and holy God is, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Revelation 6:16, and said to the mountains and the rocks, when they seen him, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the who? The wrath of the Lamb of God. What's the importance of repentance, folks? Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, repentance towards God, faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the importance of the blood after sanctification unto obedience unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ? Because if there is no blood, Revelation 1:5, John, 1 John 1:7, if there is no blood, there is no salvation. Hebrews 9:22, the list goes on, that the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus might be sprinkled upon our evil consciences, purging us from dead works to serve the living God. What was it? What was the power of what? The blood that did that. It was the power of the blood that brought that transformation in that we needed, that we might be partakers of his salvation, liberation from sin. Put that up against Matthew 1:21 as well. Let's go over to this. I just wanted to highlight this before hour two. We have gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly, whose house was recently raided by the FBI for three or four misdemeanors. I'm seeing two different reports. For three to four misdemeanors, his house was raided by the FBI. Okay, this happened in Michigan. This is very telling, friends. Very telling as to what happened here. He's a threat to the establishment. And what they did is they manifested there. They can't afford to lose the control that they have over the people there. And what's happening is the people are getting behind this individual, I suspect. And getting behind Mr. Kelly here apparently must have been so significant that they realized that they must do their best to stop him in his tracks before he actually gets in to the people's capital. And I'm talking about the gubernatorial candidate here. Okay, I wanted to highlight this really quick. I'm just on a roll here today, aren't I? Yeah, this is just one portion, and I'm going over to Deuteronomy 28, and I want to show you what's going on here, because while you're being distracted by all of this contrived and created domestic abuse towards the people from the government and corruption in government and the mainstream media, what most people don't realize is, and I showed a video at the beginning of the week here, the number of illegal aliens that have been allowed to come into America. Don't think for one moment that it wasn't happening during Trump. I know many people want to try to justify that. You're standing on air there, friends. Let me tell you, because I have the facts here. If you want to challenge that, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Highlighting the fact that right now the number of illegal aliens coming into America, while you're being distracted, is about the equivalent to $2 million that we know of right now. And again, let me remind you, if they had the support that they wanted you to believe that they had, why would they need the illegals to come into America? America, George Soros said, the only thing that impedes a new world government is Americans. Is Americans. I want to say this too, if I might. Folks, listen to me carefully. And I want to take my time in saying this because I thought about this earlier and it needed to be shared. If they had the power, the bad guys had the power wielded that they want you to believe that they have, you still wouldn't have arms in your hands today. Did you hear what I said? If they had the power that they wanted you to believe that they had, they still wouldn't be attacking you. Okay? And I just got done giving you a quote by Thomas Jefferson that said just exactly that. Folks. And the Republican is the only form of government which is not eternally at open or secret war with the rights of mankind. You know who your enemies are, Americans. And if they won the day, why is it that you still have freedom to do the right thing today? Instead of throwing your hat in parroting the bad report, why don't you read the Word of God, bring about action to your faith that you declare that you have, James 2:14 through 26. Bring about the good report. Prove the God of Israel. See that he is who he says he is because he is. Okay? Meet him on his terms before you find that out. And then when you find out that you can bring back the good report, why don't you turn around, show everybody what it took to bring about the good report instead of bringing forth the easy bad report? Why don't you fight the good fight of faith, get in this warfare? And I'm thinking of Acts 14. Where it talks about through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm also thinking of right now, I know I'm saying a couple things, folks, but stick with me. I'm just going with the Holy Ghost here. I'm thinking about 1 Timothy and where it talks about holding faith. And right before that, what does it talk about? It doesn't talk about just holding faith, but it talks about according to the prophecies which went on before thee, that thou mightest by them war a good warfare. Okay? And that's what I'm talking about is this warfare. We're called to be good soldiers, friends, of the cross of Jesus Christ. The word of, I remember a lady one time said, you know, this isn't the military. What? Read Ephesians here. And let me just show you the stupidity and ignorance of people in their minds when they say things like that. This isn't the military. It's interesting that the American military is patterned after the Word of God every step of the way. I mean, they seek perfection. Professed Christians don't like the word perfection, yet the Bible says, as the Lord said to Abraham, be thou perfect and walk before me. That doesn't fit their agenda. No, because God doesn't apparently fit theirs. That's why. But listen to this. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Okay, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay? Then he says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why would I need the whole armor of God if this wasn't a military exercise? Over and over and over again, friends, we're reminded that we are in a spiritual battle. This is definitely the military, right? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. And wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hour two coming up. Folks, let's get back to the word. Jeremiah 6:16. My goodness. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.